With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is BetQL Daily.
I mentioned the Charlie Morton first 5 innings, not to mention I love the money line on that Braves-Phillies game.
Dansby Swanson, a chance to break a 1-for-18 slide with a base hit here. Swing and a drive. He got all of that, baby. It's a grand slam.
From BetQL.
It is Friday and not a single Joe in sight. Instead, you got me, Cody Decker, here on BetQL Daily, co-hosted today by Dave Sherapin. How you doing, man?
Good morning, sir. I'm great. There's definitely no Joes, but I mean, when you put a Cody and a Dave together, you get this on a Friday, you know, so we'll see how this goes. We got a lot of things to talk about. Friday in Vegas, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, man. Well, what you got right now is none other than pure gold happening right now. Of course, longtime Vegas bookmaker, offshore bookmaker, and in for the Joes, of course, Joe Sherapin. How are you doing? How are things in Vegas right now is the real question.
Things are interesting right now because, you know, everything kind of opened up and it was we're ready to go. So now things are kind of changing a little bit. We'll see what happens. But I mean, it's hopping. It's summertime. It's hot. You did a little stint here. You remember what it's like in the summer. It's raining every day right now at night. And I don't know. So it's a dead couple weeks in the sports book. I can tell you that. It's just baseball.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's going to be a very baseball heavy show. And for me and you, that is just music to both of our ears, because all I really love to do more than anything is talk about baseball. Of course, we got football in there. We do have some great guests today. We got Keith Arizeri. He's the host of Better's Eye on MLB Network. And of course, we got Odyssey, MLB Insider, and my co-host for big time baseball and Odyssey Sports. That would be Tony Gwynn Jr. He's been calling Padre games left and right lately. I'm looking forward to chatting and cutting up with Tony later. But we got a lot of stuff to cover today. And guys, what a day. You heard that clip at the top of the show where I talked about how I liked Charlie Morton Jr. yesterday and I liked the money line on that team. I loved the Atlanta Braves against the Phillies yesterday. But that's not all we had yesterday, because last night I went to sleep feeling real good about my night. I mean, I just had my picks in. They looked like they were coming. And I knew I had to get up early. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep and wake up to just wonderful news and check my bank account and feel phenomenal. And what happened when I decided to go to sleep at about 10 p.m. last night is I got to wake up this morning at 5 a.m. and I got to wake up to this.
7th pitch from Jansen to Ruff. Did he go? No, tie game. And Dave Roberts is losing his mind. He's thrown out. And he's going to go get his money's worth from first base umpire Ed Hickox.
That's a swing. It's where the bat travels.
Yeah.
That's a swing. You can look at the wrists and say the wrists don't break. That's not how it's done. It's done by how far the bat travels. You can swing a bat by twisting your hips and not breaking your wrists. Dave Roberts has a point.
With that clip, it is definitely time for today's headlines.
Time for today's headlines.
Well, you just heard the clip. Dodgers, Giants, last night, this series was huge. This series was enormous, in fact. You got the Giants, who showed up at the beginning of the series, up one game on the Los Angeles Dodgers, four-game series. We already know that this division, the NL West, is most likely going to come out with three playoff teams. And it's been a pretty much foregone conclusion going into the season that the Dodgers are arguably, if not the best team in Major League Baseball, but they are starting to fall behind with injuries, suspensions, all of the above. And last night's game was robbed from them, robbed from you, robbed from me, robbed from everybody on a truly atrocious blown call. What do you got on that game last night, Dave, between Dodgers and the Giants?
It's hard to believe, but how is that not reviewed? I mean, one guy in the whole stadium missed that he swung. It was the home plate umpire. And then did he ask for help and he didn't get it? Like, how, I mean, everyone saw that he swung and he didn't call it. It only decided the game, you know, the Dodgers money line, because they had the game won, then they didn't. And it got in-game total, probably went over, but not the game total. But anyhow, it was – when you see that thing, it's funny because, like, when you're in the book and you're watching it, if you're still up or whatever here, like, people are yelling at you. Like, they're yelling at everybody. And when you have a bet on that game, you're just like, we got to do something to get it right. Like, I mean, you played. Don't you just want to get it right when you have those calls? That's it.
I mean, there's a part of the game that I do always kind of appreciate that there is some human error to it, but not when it absolutely dictates the finale of a game. Because like you said, everyone knew that was a swing. It was a terrible, 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 terrible call. And the other thing about it is it leads to a lot of confusion. And I don't know where any confusion has come from. I don't know where this started. But for some reason, this week, there seems to be a ton of confusion on what the hell a check swing is. And I didn't know that anyone was confused by this my entire life. In fact, friend of the show, not to mention MLB Insider and Odyssey Insider, our good friend John Heyman was on MLB Network this week, and he talked about it, and he even described it as, in my opinion, if you even move towards the ball, it's a swing because it's an attempt to swing. And I spat out my coffee saying, Whoa. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, I don't think we need to do that. I don't think we need to impose that. I mean, isn't it hard enough to ump the game? You know, the speed and everything. I mean, like, we don't want to put more in their hands and say, like, well, did he make an attempt? Now, is it a shoulder move? Is it a hand move? Like, I'm with you, you know? I mean, I'm 50. I know what a check swing is since I've been a little kid. So I don't know where this whole discussion has come about that, you know, this is not a check swing. This is a check swing. It's a check swing, yes or no. You know it when you see it. If you miss it at home, you ask the base ump that can see it, and he rings him up or he gives him the safe call, and you move on. But that one was not debatable. I mean, you heard the sound. It was like, what's going on? I don't know, man. I just – it's got to be fixed. It feels like it, but then it's baseball, and maybe it won't be. It's the human element. So you have both sides of the argument.
There is, but here's the thing. Why is there confusion on what the check swing is? Because here's the thing. You heard the umpire, you heard the announcers even talk about it. They're like, hey, you know, well, the wrist break, the breaking has nothing to do with a check swing. And that's something that I've never quite understood. Basically, I'll tell you what every first base and third base umpire is looking at every single time. They're looking at one thing. They're looking at the head and tip of your bat. And why they're looking at it, and one barometer I'll tell you they always look for, if you have a black bat or a red bat and you have a cup at the end of your bat, yeah, the umpire at first base is most likely going to look for that cup because the cup is normally not the same color as the bat itself. Ah. So if you have a black bat, you'll have a normal natural wood-looking cup. So a first base umpire is always trying to look for that cup. And if the bat passes that parallel line of the front of the plate, that's a swing.
It's a swing.
That's it. That's all it is. It's not rocket science. I can't believe John was on MLB Network and debating its merits. I'm telling you, I spat out my drink thinking, John, have you never watched baseball?
Are you giving away secrets right now about bats? Like, should you not have that other colored cup on the end of your bat because it's a little easier to see? Like, do you need to make sure that it's the same color as the regular part of the bat?
All right, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. All right, so yes, not everybody knows this. And I will admit, a lot of players don't even know this. But yes, that is what they look for. And when I did get my bats cupped, I made sure they double-coated it so it was all the same exact color so an umpire couldn't get me. And I did get a couple calls gone my way, and it was awesome. And it was my favorite thing anytime I could do it. However, when I have a bet on the Los Angeles Dodgers to beat the Giants on the money line, please don't mess up that call at the end of the game. Please, please, please.
You can't. And I mean, you don't blame Robert's reaction, right? You can't. I mean, he went out, finally did what he had to do, get thrown out of the game, and then the Dodgers lose the game. It's a big series. I mean, there's still a lot of games. Is it concern? Yet, if you have Dodgers futures, are you at that point where you're going, geez, maybe the Giants can win this division?
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I think it's still a little too early to worry about the Dodgers in the futures. I really do. And the whole reason is they're going to start getting healthier. You know, they're going to get Mookie Betts back. They're going to get Kershaw back. We have no idea what's going to happen at the trade deadline. So I think after the trade deadline, we'll have a better idea what the futures are for the Dodgers. But right now, I still think it's a safe bet that the Dodgers are not only going to make the playoffs, but go deep in the playoffs. And quite frankly, they're still my World Series pick until somebody proves me otherwise.
I agree with you. We'll have time to debate it more, but do you think that, is it a foregone conclusion that the two wild cards are the two non NL West division winners? Is it pretty much decided whoever doesn't win that division, if it's not the Dodgers, it's going to be the Giants and Padres? Is that the wild card game? We're already kind of, I mean, it's not even August 1st yet. There's still a trade deadline coming, but it looks like those two are the other two teams.
I mean, you look throughout the rest of the league, who else is it going to be? It can't be anybody right now in the NL East. The NL East is dreadful. Everybody's sub 500. There's no wild card team in there. The Cubs are going to go on a run and somehow catch up to the Dodgers, Padres, and Giants? It just ain't happening. Now Castellanos is out for a little bit over there with the Cincinnati Reds, so they're going to be struggling. I don't see it happening other than there's going to be three teams in the NL West that are going to have 90 to 100 wins, or possibly say they go on a run. What if they all get close, if not to triple digits? That's never happened in Major League history.
Yeah. And for then your fate to be decided by one game, it's such a long season. It's such a great season. And you get one game, you have one bad day. You're done. It's something's got to be done. No, I mean, like, as a baseball fan, somebody's been in the game, like, at some point, does somebody have to say the wild card's got to be three games? I really think it does. I think it would be tremendous for betting. I don't know how you would formulate it, but it would be awesome.
Couldn't agree more. We actually saw it a little bit last year because they did that three-game series for the wild card teams because they added extra wild card teams and it was a longer playoffs, but we got a series out of it. And like you said, I don't justify, we talked about it on the show yesterday with Joe G, listen, I don't justify a team with 95 plus wins only getting one game of playoff baseball. Game 163. If I get the Dodgers in only one game 63, that's unforgivable. I deserve to see Mookie Betts play in October. I deserve to see Fernando Tatis Jr. play in October. And I'm not going to be able to get to see both of them all throughout the October. And that really upsets me. But you think that Dodger game was bad just because of the ending? No. No. I had a solid 10 minutes of true kick in the teeth type gambling. Because yesterday I said Walker Buehler, I loved it. It was like plus 500 for him to get 10 Ks. I knew he was going to have a dominant game. The Giants were just, they weren't rolling out some of their horses. I'm like, let's go. This is it. 9 Ks in eight innings. And I'm so excited. He gets to an 0-2 count, gives up a little single. And what do you do, Dave? Dave Roberts, why? Why would you pull Walker Buehler when he was simply a strike away from hitting a huge prop?
Well, you've been in that situation, right? You've been in the dugout. Does he tell him a guy gets on, I'm pulling you? I mean, like, you know, in the dugout, but as the better, you're sitting there with that prop and you're like, all right, one more. Hey, those hurt. I mean, I always give the odds makers credit. When you come up with that number like that, 9.5, and it falls right around, you know, there, it doesn't always happen. So I always try to recognize, you know, my former coworkers and stuff like that. That's a good number. It's a crushing loss, though.
I think his actual number yesterday was, I believe, 7.5. I was just going for the bigger prop because I truly thought he was going to get double digits, and he was about to. Yeah. Thanks, Dave Roberts. Why would you do that to me? I played for you, Dave. You like me. That just hurts. Hurts a lot in my soul. But, yeah, he got his money's worth at the end of that game, and he deserved to. He went absolutely crazy, and I don't know. You think we're going to get a suspension out of Dave Roberts for how far he went?
I don't know. I mean, I saw the post game. He did go a little bit far. I mean, he went far in the field, but then afterward he said 100% he swung. Everybody saw it. I don't know what anybody was looking at. How is that not reviewable, Cody? That's not a reviewable call? Like, you can't ask for help from somebody that might see it or all the cameras in that place?
I think the main reason why it's not reviewable is because it's such a judgment call based on the rule being written the way it is. And that's a dumb thing for Major League Baseball, that they still have rules that are still kind of up for interpretation. And we're still dealing with that in this day and age. Like, for instance, you talk about reviewable plays. Why is a home run ever reviewed? We have more technology on every Major League Baseball field. There's radar everywhere. Yeah. They track everything, but we can't get sensors over the fence to know it's a home run or not.
I mean, do you watch tennis at all? They can get the minuscule things down to where a ball is like a millimeter on a line with these tennis reviews and stuff like that. We can't review a home run or see it. I don't get it. But again, I don't know, man. Like, do we want more review in the game? Sometimes it's if you don't get it right, I'd rather there be no review. How about that?
You know what? I'm not against it, but here's the thing. If you have all this technology available to you, how do you get calls still wrong?
That's amazing. I have no idea how that happens. No idea. That's inexcusable. Yes. Inexcusable.
Well,
but,
guys,
you know,
we're
like
just
in the sports book, you got to know the rules. You always got to know the rules.
Absolutely, man. Well, we're just getting started here on BetQL Daily. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the MLB trade deadline. MLB execs are saying that they're expecting a frenzy at the deadline. We'll tell you how that will shape up the futures market. And it's Cody Decker and Dave Sharapan on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.